three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Thursday edition. The welcome to the Boldathon. You've been waiting for it. Welcome to the Boldathon edition. I don't know if Rob Domofsky's been the Grand Marshal of anything. I don't think he's been in a parade. He's got a lot of really good stories, like when he was working at a gas station in suburban Chicago and he was held up at gunpoint. When he sold his car to a blind man.
That sounds like a
man.
Hell of a story. Sounds like a great story. Held up at gunpoint? That sounds like a hell of a story.
Does sound like a heck of a story, yeah.
The Grand Marshal is scheduled to appear for the Boldathon edition. And the Jesse sent me the list, and there's already controversy. Tausch doesn't have any idea who's on the show today, but there's one person not scheduled to appear who I think is mad at us now. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And the plopper who got run out the gym on his poll question yesterday about toilet paper. It is ya boy and the Packers Hall of Famer. Ya Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
So do you want me to keep with your boy? Because I feel like I told you last Friday I was going to just do it for a day, and you have now tweeted it and kind of brought it up. I feel like you really like it. So is this something you want to continue on with?
I like the idea of you doing it when it doesn't feel natural. Like it feels like you're trying to be cooler than you are, and you're cool. Don't get me wrong. You know, you said I'm
just
a needler.
Just wait a second. When did you, like I said it on Friday because that's when it happened was Thursday night. So It wasn't like there was a reference point. I have not done
there
it
was.
Since.
There was.
But I sense as if this is something you want. And if this brings you joy, I want you to keep doing it.
I appreciate you wanting me to have joy in my life. So thank you for that. I am intrigued. It's just the way you say it does bring me joy. Like it doesn't seem natural.
I'll try and bring it in.
All right, so see if you can fit it in during our jam-packed schedule of the Boldathon. Now, for those of you that have not listened to our program, maybe you're new to the show since last year. This is the third annual Bold-a-thon. And you say, what's a bold-a-thon and what charity is it supporting? And do we have a tote board like Jerry Lewis back in the old days of the MDA telethon? No, that's not what we're doing here. It would be nice if we had some sort of charitable component to it, but we don't.
We'll get to that after we announce the Hall of Fame.
The bold-a-thon is a cavalcade of our famous and not so famous friends who make a bold prediction about the Packers season. And this all began with one Robert J. Domofsky, who, in your boy's estimation, was not bold enough when ESPN.com did bold predictions for the 2021 season, maybe?
I think that was it, yeah.
And so, and Tausch holds such sway over his favorite beat writer that it reached the point for Rob where when he would do television hits on SportsCenter or Get Up or the various programs that he has appeared on over the years, that he would think, what is Tausch going to think of this take that I'm delivering? Is it bold enough for old T? And so,
like being in his head.
The fact that you are in his head to that degree made us say, you know what, let's celebrate his lack of boldosity by having a bold-a-thon and kind of force him to be a bold
predictor. In fairness,
predictor.
I think he talked about, like, the punter. Like, the punter was going to get along with the special teams coach.
The specifics.
I mean, it was
the
it
specifics
was so
don't
lame.
Matter.
They do a little bit, but yeah.
If I remember correctly, I think the bold prediction that we got after him for was that Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur would get along fine.
That's it.
For
you
the
nailed
season.
It. That's it.
I believe
that's
one. What it was.
Yep.
Yeah.
Look at you. Bold-a-thon historian, Jesse Nelson.
I actually think the punting would have been bolder.
Well, and frankly, unless there was the caveat that they would get along better than Rodgers and McCarthy at the end, you know, I'm not sure that Aaron had as much respect for Matt LaFleur as he probably should have. So maybe his bold prediction wasn't even that accurate. But be that as it may, Jesse, we have to address the elephant in the room and the name not on the rundown.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Well, I was frankly a little surprised. And then it got really contentious. So this morning, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, every morning, 7 to 9, wildly popular morning show. It includes Jen, Jen Latta, Gabe, Gabe Neitzel, and Chewy, which is the nickname given to Mark Chmura, the former Packers tight end.
Heard he's like Tucker Kraft, right? Isn't that Tucker Kraft?
There are some similarities to their games. And now Tucker Kraft's on the injury report with a back issue, and Chewy has a history of some back problems. So, you know, I'm just saying. But you extended invitations to some, but not all, of the hosts of that program.
Yes, as we've evolved over time as a station, as a company, we have, you know, only 3 hours to comb through our bold-a-thon guests. So unless we double up, and we doubled up last year, and it felt like we were behind schedule because we want to give everybody who appears ample space to create and innovate and elaborate with all of us.
I don't know if we need to give that. Listen, this isn't one of those equal. This is more, how do we do it with players? We'll treat everybody fairly, not equally. Is that fair? Like, not everybody's going to get the same time. Like, Domofsky gets his court because this is his deal. Evan Cohen, we'll give him 2 minutes, and then we're let's go.
I'm very confident that that's how that'll play out. So, Tausch wanted to be surprised by who's on the panel today. So I'm not going to mention who is, but Gabe Neitzel's not.
Dang. Okay.
And I think there's some beef there now.
Oh, jeez.
He predicted that Jaden Reed last year would lead the team in receiving, so his bold prediction came out to be true. Oh,
pretty good.
And so he did such a good job.
He should want to retire on top. He should John Elway it.
Yeah, he didn't
want to. This one's for Gabe.
He. Now that was good.
Thanks.
He didn't want to retire, though. He wanted to be on the show. He was not invited back.
Dang, Jesse.
You're telling me he's not filling in for Greeny again today?
I'm telling you that I was on their program this morning, and he was really offended by the fact that you invited Jen onto the program. Mm-hmm.
Who didn't text back.
She did not respond, but you invited both of his...
Sticking up for a teammate.
You invited both of his co-hosts.
You don't take Gabe, you're not getting me.
I don't know if she was just trying to figure out what time she could come on. I don't think she was standing up for Gabe at all, actually.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if she now has made the cut or if she responded too late to Jesse. But Gabe...
Oh,
who
look
is,
who just texted me. Oh, look at that. Let's prepare it. Okay, here we go.
So I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah.
But I think Gabe Neitzel is a pretty prominent member of our team. I think he deserved an invitation. If you made an assumption that he was filling in for Greeny and would not be available without at least extending the invitation, saying, hey, we're doing the Bold-a-thon. Your bold prediction last year turned out to be great. I don't know if you want to go out on top or if you have a conflict because you're filling in for Greeny, but you know we are doing it tomorrow. Did you want to be on? And then he could have said, no, I got to do Greeny if that was the case.
Yeah, that would have been a nicer way to do it than this just X him out of the whole equation.
Yeah,
Who are you going to bump would be my first question. Like, if you're going to put Gabe in, someone's got to go.
Not necessarily. We can double up. We just told Tausch just announced that Evan Cohen's getting two minutes.
Hey guys,
so we've got some bonus time there.
You give me grief all the time about planning off of off air. Let's plan off air. You two figure out what you're doing. Let's get about your business. You two figure it out. I'm not interested in you guys planning and who's off. Let's go.
What are we doing?
Last
this
thing
is
I'll
hypocritical.
Yeah, I know.
Last thing.
A total turn of events.
Very much a twist. Last point
very
of order.
Weird.
As with any show sheet I make, I can only do so much before you two have the ultimate veto power to do whatever the hell you want. So if you want to invite anybody else to be on the Bold-a-thon today and you want to shift things around, feel free. That's up to you.
Let's just cut to the chase. You figure it out, Jesse. When am I giving my bold pick? When am I doing it? Because I really care about when I'm
doing it. So, what is with you?
What's your deal, man?
He wants to go first because he's cranky. I know what it is.
No, I just want to get mine out because I don't want to have to then rethink.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't want to rethink. Well, somebody else took mine. Our show. I want to go first.
Last year we tried to save the best for last with Tausch, and then he had to change his five times.
Okay.
Here's the deal. Everybody on our air is going to do something positive, which Brust used to be negative. Then he got scared because somebody gave him grief, and he did that jersey bit, and everybody's crushing him. So now he's going to be positive. Is everybody on this show today going to tell us how great the G&G is going to be?
All right. So I helped workshop homers. He wanted to go through that yesterday. Again, I would just like to state for the record, this was not planning the show. This was a topic of you,
kind of
Jesse snubbing
booking
a high-profile teammate.
Is booking guests like. Is kind of booking
stir,
hosts.
Why you always
got to
stir
of...
stuff up, Jason? But yeah, the fact that Gabe was left off the list is not a planning issue. That's a disrespect issue.
So now Strofe complains he's not on the list. Do I have to invite Strofe too, Mr. Irrelevant? Monday, Wednesday, Friday on the YouTube channel?
He calls himself Mr. Irrelevant. I don't know how you could argue.
So now Jason
that he
is going
to be on the
show. Insult another teammate by saying, no, don't worry about Strofe. He's a nobody. That's basically what you're saying.
No, he named his own show Mr. Irrelevant. I had nothing to do with that. And I just got done taping whatever we're going to call this weekly Wildy show. We just recorded it for YouTube. So he's got plenty of airtime today. So if he's not available or if he'd like to send in, you know, he could send like Digi only. We could do Digi only bold-a-thon predictions to augment the show.
Since we're going to talk about planning stuff on the show, I actually told Jesse, why don't we just do quick hits, everybody's bold picks, and we could just go over game stuff and do a normal show today, and I got that vetoed. So there we go. I wanted to include everybody,
get everybody's
quick hit, boom, boom, YouTube it up, and bop, 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 digi only, and that's not what we did, which is fine.
We're not planning the show now.
Enough planning publicly.
Thank you.
The time has come.
Okay.
For ya boy to share his ya bold prediction for the 2024 season. Mark Tauscher, the floor is yours.
So I'm going right now? Or not after the break? Is that what
Oh my God.
I know we're planning the show, so I just want to... Yeah, this was easy for me. I know where a lot of people are going to go here. I think there's going to be a lot of, oh, this defense is going to do this, and, oh, Jordan loved that, and, oh, who's going to receive this, and bop, 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 bop. But I have just been emboldened by what this roster, how it shook out, the A.J. Dillon component. I think, oh, boy, Josh Jacobs is going to have a monster year to the point he is going to break a record I never thought would be broken. My old team, my old teammates, I think Josh Jacobs breaks Amon Green's rushing record for in-season rush yards as a Green Bay Packer this season. That's what I think happens.
Wow, that is bold.
Yeah.
Wow.
That
I think they are going to wear his tuchus out. They are going to hand him that pill till he can't take it no more. And if he stays healthy, he's going to have a chance. With an added game, he's going to break AG's record.
So that is an important fact to include. The year was 2003. Amon Green carried 355 times.
Yeah.
For 1,883 yards and 15 touchdowns. But wait, there's more.
Yeah.
He also caught 50 passes for 367 yards and 5 more touchdowns. That is 405 touches for 2,200 yards and 20 touchdowns.
I didn't say all that. I didn't say 55 catches. I said he's going to break the rushing record.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to
make sure it's clamp. Yep. Well, so on a boldometer, how bold is that? Because that's I don't know if I'll be right on this. I think if he stays healthy, I'm going to look really smart. Mm-hmm. If he doesn't, I won't. But on a boldometer, because that's what we judge these on. That's where this all started. Where are you putting it on the boldometer? Is it a 8 out of 10? Is it where you got it, Jesse?
I'd say an 8 out of 10. However, the YouTube comments are already saying, well, he does get an extra game to do it. So is it really
that
bold?
Yeah, I already prefaced that.
But you did.
That's a pretty good season AG put together now. Come on.
He averaged 5.3 yards per carry. Yeah,
he was
good. It's good.
He was magnificent that year.
In 16 games.
Just, well, okay, but that makes it even more impressive. Do you realize that to get to 1,884 yards, which would break the record, Josh Jacobs has to average 111 yards a game?
Yeah. Hey, oh boy, do you understand JJ 2 years ago? What was his average per carry?
So
it was over 5.
You want Josh Jacobs or you want Swerve and Irvin?
Swerve and Irvin. Yeah. You talking about punt returns?
No, he was that wild card in the backfield. I know it always brings a smile to your face when we talk about Swerve.
Well, because he changed the whole complexion of a punt return game that was negative. Yeah.
All right, you've made your prediction. When he led the NFL in rushing in 2022, Josh Jacobs carried 340 times for 1,653 yards. That was an average of 4.9 yards per carry.
Okay, so, that was 2 seasons ago?
That was 2 seasons ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep.
So this is a...
He's a home run hitter.
And that was all 17 games. So on a bold scale,
okay.
Very bold.
That's
congratulations.
Really bold then.
Yeah, good for you.
This is Super Bowl. This is a 10. This is a 10-piece bold nugget.
All right, I'm glad that you're grading your own boldness.
So we can get to the pick, yeah.
Let's get to the grand marshal of the parade. So you, speaking of bold, speaking of sleek, speaking of having some stuff going on, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin is bold.
Did you not agree with everything I said after you saw the beautiful Gina Deli yesterday? Was everything I said
fantastic.
Justified?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay.
I admire her.
All right, and you know what? We admire Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. They are the window and door equivalent of hitting for the cycle. Pella manufactures all of their own products. Each one of those products gets tested thousands of times to ensure that it stands the test of time. Quality craftsmanship, innovative design are built into every Pella product for timeless beauty and performance. And if you order by September 30th, get as low as $18 per window, $81 per patio door per month. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
Rob Domofsky, the founder, CEO, team president, the Barnum and Bailey of this parade, the Boldathon, continues with Rob Domofsky next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio. You sit down everywhere I go,
always on my mind, in my heart, in my soul. Baby, you're the meaning in my life, you're the inspiration. Here he is, the man who inspired the Boldathon. They don't get any better than this guy. He is not in Sao Paulo. I think he's just in De Pere. But he is one of the GOATs, and he is Mr. Bold himself, Rob Domofsky. Rob, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
Well, you know, I still can't believe that you've allowed your boy Tausch to get in your head, and you're always thinking, is this bold enough for old T?
Right, but stop doing the bold picks. He farms them out to Walder now.
Well, I think my boss has probably agreed with Tausch and I wasn't bold enough.
Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers will get along.
They're going to be best buddies. They're going to go to Bruce Springsteen concerts together.
Is that the one that got under your
It was head? Something, yeah, it was. Rob, you can admit, that's pretty lame back then, right? Can you admit that now?
It was pretty lame. Okay. Well, I wonder, this is the third Boldathon, right?
Yeah.
What I think should be part of this, and I don't mean to create more work for Jesse, but we should go back and find out what our bolds were from the previous 2 years and see if they were even close to accurate. I don't
bold
remember
recap.
What mine was. Yeah. Bold scoreboard.
Apparently, if you make a good prediction and it becomes true, then you're not invited back the following year. At least that's the case for Gabe Neitzel.
We started a thing on KBN. Every Wednesday I appear right after the Hear Rad Out segment. And those guys last year always accused me of agreeing with Brad too many times. But I'm like, do you have any evidence of what the actual number was? So this year we're actually keeping a tally, and yesterday I did agree with hear Brad Out's take. So Brad and I are on the same 1-0 here for week one.
Well, it's like when you used to keep track of hang times and kicking distances and everything else. All right.
Now he's got Walder doing that.
Yeah, he does.
Walder's covering that.
As Jesse calls
it. It's not my choice, Tausch. They took it away from us.
Analytics nerd.
It's not just me. It's all 32 of our reporters. None of us must have been bold enough, I guess.
Well, you get to make up for it now.
Okay.
Because this is your safe space for your quasi-bold predictions.
Yeah.
So, without further ado, I do want to ask you if you have FOMO about not being in Brazil and some other things before you go. But without further ado, your bold prediction for the 2024 Green Bay Packers, Rob Domofsky, is
that Tucker Kraft will have the most catches by a tight end on the Packers roster, and it will be a minimum of 50. Tucker Kraft will hit 50 catches. Now, I'm a little concerned because
bad back.
Tucker Kraft was added to the injury report yesterday with a back injury. That was before they got on the plane 10 hours to Sao Paulo, which I can't imagine makes a back feel much better. But after the way training camp sort of ended, he had that practice, and maybe I'm putting too much stock in one practice, mm-hmm. but he had that practice against the Ravens where he had like 5 catches in team. A bunch of them were, you know, clear first down plays. In the third down period, there was a couple in the move the ball period that were, you know, like 15, 20 yards. And I just thought, and combine that with Jason, and we've talked about this before, with what, you know, sort of where, what happened with Luke Musgrave, where he, you know, just didn't really, he sort of disappeared in training camp, where last summer all we did was talk about Luke Musgrave. I think Tucker Kraft is going to be a big, big part of this offense. Now, I will say that was, I did contemplate this, and a couple of the other ones I considered were that I thought Rashawn Gary would get to 15 sacks, and that Evan Williams would lead all rookies in interceptions. But I've decided to go with Tucker.
Okay. I like all of those that you considered.
And by all rookies, I mean all NFL rookies, not just Packers rookies.
Evan Williams might have been someone I was considering as a bold pick as well. All right, so Tausch's bold prediction, since you're the arbiter of all things bold, given your track record, Tausch's bold prediction is that Josh Jacobs is going to break, and you were covering the team for this season.
I heard it.
The 2003 rushing single season rushing record set
80-something, right?
Yeah, 1883. What do you think of Tausch's bold prediction?
I mean, that's bold. Like, that's bold with
bold.
Oh, yeah, bold. Bold. I agree. It's a record I did not think, you know, would be touched, at least not in a, you know, certainly not in a 16-game season, obviously 17. But once you do the math, it's still over 110 yards per game, right? That's way bold. But I will say, you know, this if Matt LaFleur is ever going to have a year where he relies on one running back, and gives that one running back 25 touches a game, whether it's, you know, catching balls or carries, which he was, you know, hesitant to do for so long, that this would be the year. I still think that's one of the records, one of the few in the Packers record books that I think might stand a really long time, but it's definitely bold.
Mm-hmm. All right, Rob, we need your perspective on this. I know we've been texting with a couple of our cronies. Not only one of us in our little clique is in Brazil as an independent reporter. Wes is obviously with the team. Do you have any FOMO about not being there for this game?
Jason, I texted Wes yesterday. I think it was around 5 or 6 p.m. our time. And I was looking on the flight tracker, which, you know, I'm fond of, kind of a plane following
nerd.
Don't
you feel kind of creepy doing that, Rob?
Well, I like to sit in the backyard, Tausch, and see where these planes that are over my house are going. I think that part of it's okay. We're sitting out by the fire at night, and I see a plane go across, and it's headed from Toronto to Vancouver. We get the Canada coast-to-coast flights right over De Pere, Wisconsin a lot, so...
Wow, I didn't know you did this. I thought this was just you got addicted to it during Favregate or whatever.
No, I like to sit. You know, if I'm on the golf course and a plane goes overhead, I'll pull out the FlightAware app and
you guys are a quirky bunch, man.
The thing is, I hate flying. I'm convinced that someday that's how it's going to end for me.
Oh my god.
That's good to hear. That's a bold prediction, Rob. You know what? Wipe everything else out, Jesse. That is the bold prediction for tomorrow.
Well, this has taken a turn.
Let me get back to the original line about the FOMO. So it was, I don't know, 5 or 6 o'clock in the afternoon. I looked at the thing, and they still had like 45 minutes before they landed in Sao Paulo. And I sent Wes a text. I go, I was still in bed when you guys took off this morning. I played 18 holes of golf with Hogan. We went to lunch. I went to Costco, Walmart, and Festival Foods. And I put all the groceries away, and I'm making dinner, and you still haven't landed.
Yeah, it's a long flight.
So long day. Long day. It would be a lot longer for us not traveling with the team. When I looked at the flights, I want to say the way there, for whatever reason, and I'm partial to one airline, so I was not willing to go through use the ones that go through O'Hare. The one that I am partial to on the way out, it was going to take me like 3 flights to get there. It would have been like Green Bay, Detroit, Detroit, JFK, JFK to Sao Paulo, and I mean it's just I just no thanks. Now our policy at ESPN, and yes, you have a policy. is that for international games, the home team reporter is the one who goes, and our Eagles reporter, Tim McManus, will be there. And just like I went to London when the Packers were the home team in 2020, and our Giants reporter did not.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how this game plays out. I have one more thing for you. I'm curious, having watched this all unfold, we saw the report yesterday now that the NFL had asked Brazil to step up its security. Yep. I just can't get over the fact that they sent these teams to a place where, regardless of whether it's accurate or not, to view Brazil in the light that they do, the fact that the NFL is basically admitted, we've sent you to a place that we don't think is safe enough for you to even leave your hotel. What's your take on that?
I mean, I go back and forth on it a lot. I did watch our Cover 2 colleague Dave Schrader's reports from Sao Paulo, and he was clearly walking about the city with cameraman Will Santowski, who has a very expensive camera that clearly, you know, someone might want to steal. And I've seen pictures of people that are there on social media sites, and people are definitely out and about. So I guess I don't really, you know what to think necessarily, other than, you know, I think I used this example in our conversation the other day. I don't know how many people are killed every week or month or whatever in Chicago, and they play NFL games every Sunday or 8 Sundays a year. In Chicago, I guess, you know, it's just sort of maybe the fear of the unknown, a foreign place that people are a little afraid of. I mean, it's like anything, to use a Mike McCarthy phrase. There are probably safe places and dangerous places, you know, everywhere. So I without being there, it's hard to say. Are they just taking, you know, extra precaution to, because these guys are, you know, million dollar athletes, and I don't know, is it the kidnapping that they're afraid of for ransom? I'm not really sure, but from what I've seen so far, you know, from the pictures, it looks like a beautiful country that at least a few media and fans that are there have been walking out and about. So I really don't know.
There's danger everywhere, including at gas stations when you're the attendant and someone comes in and steals your necklace. All right, Rob, thank you for inspiring the bold-a-thon. Thank you for your bold take, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, guys. We'll be seeing you.
That is the fantastic Rob Domofsky. Tausch?
How many people sit in their yard and track airplanes? Like, that is just what a quirky hobby.
Aviation nerd.
I think it's super creepy people put that out on the internet, and they'll say, oh, they're flying over Bermuda, or they're flying over here. It's like, it's just something weird about that to me. But, you know, everybody's got their things.
So
it's just weird.
So if Rob invited you over to his house to sit and watch planes together, you would not say, pour me in, Rob. But you might come over via Tito's waiting.
I would wonder. But you know what? I guess I look for planets and, you know, different constellations. I don't know what's different about that. I don't know, but I will say, with Tito's handmade vodka on game day, pour me in, coach. From a seat in the stands to the best seat on the couch, root for your favorite team with your favorite team spirit. Stack a spicy Bloody Mary for your warm-up. Salt the rim of a Tito Rita during halftime, or take home the win with the Tito's and anything. Soda, cranberry, water, whatever you're calling this game. You change up your roster. You wash that lucky jersey as long as you make Tito's your first-round bottle pick. Whose house? Tito's house. Find cocktail recipes for every fan at titosvodka.com. Crafted to be savored responsibly.
All right, Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike is next up in the Bold-a-thon. Jesse, get your stopwatch ready. Tausch said he only gets 2 minutes.
2 minutes.
So we're holding him to that. Let's see how that goes. We'll let Tausch run the whole segment. Evan Cohen joins us next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Wildy and Tausch is brought to you by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com. I'm throwing caution. What's it gonna be? Tonight the winds of change are blowing wild and free. If I don't care.
The Bold-a-thon rolls on. Joining us now from Unsportsmanlike, co-hosted by newly minted Packers fan Michelle Smallman, it is Evan Cohen, who Tausch has already declared, I do declare, gets only 2 minutes on today's program. Evan, I don't want to eat up your time, so Jesse, start the clock. I'll turn it over to Tausch.
All right, Evco. We're late, yeah, as usual. And Jesse, can you believe that Jesse snubbed one of the stars at ESPN Wisconsin and didn't invite Gabe Neitzel, who hosts all kinds of national shows? He did not invite him to the Boldathon because we didn't have time. Can you imagine that?
I'm fine giving Gabe my time.
Jeez, don't be a powder. Hey.
I'm not.
What's your bold prediction?
It's only 90 seconds of it left.
No, he's got plenty of time. Give me your bold prediction.
I was thinking about this, Tausch, because I remember when we did this last year, I said it would be Jason's favorite team to cover in years with the Green Bay Packers. And I don't know if I was right about that, but it seemed like a pleasant experience around that team this year. Last year. Mm-hmm. I think that pleasant experience will still be there to some extent, but I think this year will probably feel more like a Rodgers or Favre year than last year will because of the expectations. Mm-hmm. But I've been thinking about this. One of the great things about this team this year is that they're not paying their wide receivers a ton of money so they can pay their quarterback and other guys, and that they have lots of wide receivers to choose from. All of that said, my bold prediction is by the trade deadline, the Green Bay Packers will be linked to and maybe even reacquire Davante Adams.
Just wait a second.
That is bold.
On the surface, that's bold, but you can't say linked to. Like, that's lame. Like, is he going to be a Packer or is he not?
Oh, God. Has anyone brought up Davante Adams to the Packers?
Yeah, no. Bunch of people. Not a bunch of people have.
Not really? On this show.
Is Davante Adams going to be a Green Bay Packer at the trade deadline?
Sure, why not?
Atta babe. Okay, now that's bold. Why would Green Bay do that, though, Evan? You have been screaming from the mountaintops that you shouldn't pay number one wideouts. Quarterbacks that you think are the guy don't need to have that guy. Green Bay's had all the success. Why would you want the Green Bay Packers to make that move?
Who said they were paying him?
What do you mean? You're bringing in, you're going to get rid of or take away from all of your young guys, and Davante Adams he's making $25 million
a year. Right, and you could theoretically get rid of him after the year. You could restructure him. There's a million things you can do. I don't know if you're familiar with the NFL, Tausch, but there's there are a million things that you can actually do to make that work if a player just basically says, I want to be there. Now, I'm not suggesting this is definitely going to happen. It's the boldathon, right? You want
boldathon.
Bold.
That's the point. Yeah.
Right. You just got to be bold. He might do this.
Was I not bold? I brought up Davante Adams to the Packers.
Extremely bold.
Hey, don't get all sensitive. Right. Hey, don't get all sensitive now. Come on.
I have so many issues with Tausch right now.
He's a little ornery today, too. Hey,
you know what, Evan? What are your issues with old T? What's your boy? No. What are some of the issues with your boy?
Let's do this as a multi-part series, if we may, okay? So we'll do maybe one issue today, and then I'll bring up another one next week. How about that? So it's
perfect.
A multi-part
That's
issue.
Exactly what I'm hoping for.
Okay.
It's like a mini-series.
Right. Let's start with
the
this.
Thornbirds.
Yeah.
I gave
Tausch what many, Jason, would consider the opportunity of a lifetime yesterday, and I had to wait and wait and wait and wait. You had Michelle Smallman on your show. She picked the Packers yesterday as her team. I had no idea who she was going to pick. The moment she picked the Packers, I texted Tausch. I said, let's go. You got to be the one to welcome her. It's perfect. I had to wait over an hour for him to get back to me. This would have been the greatest. I mean, he ultimately came on, but he missed his real true window.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's a little bit of a slacker. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Evco, you know my schedule. You know my schedule as well as anybody. I listen to your show from 5 to 5:30. I play pickleball from 5:30 to 7, and then I'll listen and watch your show again. And you text me at 6 o'clock. I'm playing pickleball. I'm not looking at my phone every 10 seconds.
You're not in the U.S. Open. This is not Wimbledon, Tausch. Pick up the phone.
It's 6:58. I get my phone. I text you immediately because now you're asking me if I'm okay because I don't respond to a text within 45 minutes of you. Like, what are you doing here?
You're a pretty quick
Jason,
responder,
Jason, am I in the right
not?
Here? Am I in the – yeah, when I have my phone. Jason, who's in the wrong here, me or Epco?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Before Jason gets the answer. Because I know – I got to play to my base, which is Wilde here. So I got to say one other thing. Let me emphasize one last thing. Jason, I did the are you okay after about four texts. So there was empathy and sympathy and compassion in the mix.
I didn't feel
it. And he's playing pickleball, playing pickleball over doing our show?
Yeah, I didn't
Come on.
Yeah, I didn't feel it. Nope, I did not feel that empathy.
I'm sorry, that's all the time we have. Thanks, Evan, for spending some time with us.
Oh, my God.
It's like you have Gabe coming up. God forbid. Gabe's not enough. Gabe, stop complaining. I mean, my God. From the golf to the wrestling to national to local to play-by-play, enough of Gabe. Nobody wants to hear more of Gabe. Go ahead, Jason. Mm.
Dang.
I'm sorry, we're out of time.
I think Jesse's a little jealous of Gabe, if I'm being honest.
Oh.
100%.
A little jealous.
We're going to really – I didn't want to say that. But that's exactly where I was. Gabe is what Jesse dreams to be.
Gabe starts calling the state bowling tournament, then we can talk. But until then, that's my turf, and we're good.
What if Gabe takes over?
You know what?
Bullstream TV. Oh my gosh!
I mean, come on, Jesse. You know Matt LePay air checking Gabe's high school football. Not air checking your volleyball yet. Just saying.
Not yet. He's busy.
As
Tausch.
I have to ask you this because McCourty is on your show today. And think to yourself, how in the heck did I get to the point where McCourty is critiquing your quarterback play as a high school football player? Here you are. Do you ever just pinch yourself and think, how the hell did I end up in this position?
I swear to you, Tausch. So Jason McCourty, just quick background, former NFL player, won Super Bowls with New England, just joined ESPN this week as an analyst, comes in studio with us. I was a high school football quarterback in New York, a horrible one. I actually threw 8 interceptions in one game. That's real. It's sad. It's pathetic. Okay? Jason McCourty is from the town that I threw 8 interceptions against, and I told him that on the air. We get done with the 10-minute interview. I thought he was as – I told Canty this after – he was as prepared as any ex-player I've ever heard outside of Canty. Canty's the most prepared player, ex-player I've ever heard in my life. Jason McCourty was unreal. The interview gets done. He walks. He takes off his, you know, headset or whatever it is. And he literally turns around and goes, my biggest takeaway from this. And we're like, yeah? He goes, how did you throw 8 interceptions in one game and then walked out? He was great. He was great.
Well, Favre threw 6, and that was in an NFL playoff game. So you guys have that in
common. And it should have been more.
Jason? Jason, I'm driving a Chevy right now, not a Ford, but nonetheless.
Tausch, do you have anything else for the 2 minutes that you were going to allow for Evan to appear on the show?
No, Evan
Jason
did a nice job.
Question. Jason,
yeah,
did
he's
not
scared.
Answer the question.
He is so scared
but
of you.
Tausch,
he knows I'm right,
be honest.
But he's afraid of you.
No, I'm on.
It's okay to say I'm wrong. It's okay to say I am wrong.
Hey,
Evan doesn't air check us anymore. He won't hurt you.
All right. Okay, you're going inside baseball. I thought we don't do that. What's air checking? Now we got to explain air checking. I'm on Team Evan on this. I don't understand why you don't have an Apple Watch, so you would have seen the texts from him while you were playing.
See you later, Evan. That's impressive.
Now it's time for him to go. Now that I agree.
I'm afraid of Tausch.
I'm on Team Evan now. Oh, yeah.
No, definitely not, but on this subject, I am.
I texted you 1,000 times.
It's cute.
And I know you're up that early. It was a disgraceful performance by you.
Disgraceful seems strong.
I put my phone in the side of my pickleball bag, I hang it from the chain fence, and I go play. And then when I get done, I grab my phone as I'm walking to my Chevy Tahoe from Zimbrick Chevy. That's what I do.
Uh-huh. Because your game is so weighted down by you having your phone in your pocket. All right, that's it. That's it for you, Evan.
You think I'm going to play pickleball with a phone in my pocket?
No, I think you should get an Apple Watch.
Evan, when you threw 8 picks, did you have your big Zach Morris cell phone in your pocket? Like, what are we doing here?
Wait, I got to ask one quick question. I got 30 seconds because I am actually interested. The most interesting bold take within Boldathon that you've heard today that you both have said, what if that does happen? Because it could. What would that mean? Like, what was the most interesting one?
Rob Domofsky dying in a plane crash. He called it himself. That's his bold prediction.
What? Yeah, that's not what I was going to answer.
It was a weird prediction, but that's what he said.
I actually really like Tausch's, and I'm not and it's not because I'm afraid of him. Him predicting that Josh Jacobs will set the franchise record for rushing yards in a season, which would be ridiculous, given that Amon Green, with Tausch blocking for him, had 1,883 yards in 2003. I don't see this happening, but if it does, it would be one hell of a story. I thought it was the best one we've had so far.
We've only had three.
When you say Tausch blocking for him, did Amon Green
I knew, you know what?
Tausch?
Get out of here. I knew you were going to. That's why I smiled when Jason said that, because you're so predictable.
All right, we're behind.
See you
got to go. Bye.
Part two of my beef next week with Tausch.
Oh, I can't wait. How late is too late to eat dinner by Evan Cohen? That's going to be a part of this whole thing.
All right, so we need to get to Homer. He is scheduled next in the Boldathon. Stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
With Steve the Homer True, who workshopped his bold prediction with me yesterday on the Homer Hour, which you can hear every weekday from 5 to 6. The best 60 minutes of your day or your life or whatever the heck he calls it. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I can't remember actually what I said yesterday or last night, but I'm ready.
I thought your memory was pretty good despite your advancing age. Is that not the case, though?
No, it's drifting.
Okay. Well, I'm Jason. He's Mark.
But so, Homer, it's interesting you say that, because can you remember, like, tennis plays or stuff from way back, but you can't remember
1980s catchers?
Yeah, like, yeah. Is there stuff that you do remember that you're like, why do I remember this? But I can't remember that I got to pick up my grandkid from school.
Yes, but I think they say that happens. I've always had the greatest memory of bad things rather than good things.
Like Rob Domofsky's plane crash.
Yeah, that was weird, wasn't it?
I'm so shook by that. I did not enjoy that at all.
Oh.
Well, you don't fly.
Well, if I do, I'm not taking the same flight as him.
I don't blame you.
All right, Homer, we need your bold prediction, even if you don't remember it from last night.
Well, no, I remember our discussion, but I'm going with Jair Alexander. 6 interceptions, 1 for a touchdown. And the kicker, whose name isn't important because you'll see why in a minute, he will set a new Packer record with a 60-yard field goal, but will not be the kicker for the postseason.
That's bold. For those of you who listened to the Homer Hour last night. Yes, Braden Narveson. For those of you that didn't listen to the Homer Hour last night, what we workshopped was the Packers had 7 interceptions last season as a team.
21.
Rudy Ford.
That's not good.
Rudy Ford had 2 of them to lead the team. I believe where we settled was that Jair would have more interceptions this season than the Packers had total last year, and then Homer added they would have 3 times as many interceptions and finish with 21.
God,
so
I hope so.
Yeah, it's not that I wanted to change that. I remember it a little bit, but I want to be all in on Jair.
Well, then you made it about the kicker and the 60-yard field goal, so it's not really.
Well, other than, hold on, Jair had no interceptions last year, right?
I think he is that right?
Missed a lot of games.
0.
I think he had one in the playoff. He had one in the playoff game, right?
He did have one in the playoff game for certain. Right. Yes.
Right, but the numbers you go by that we're going by are regular season.
I understand.
From 0.
All right, so Jair, 7 picks.
I'll go with 7 and 1 for a touchdown. That's important. and the kicker too. Is that good enough?
Well, we don't need two. I mean, what's your best one? And let's stick with one. I mean,
oh, then my the best one I want to have is the kicker. He'll set a new team record, 60 yards, maybe even 61, but he will not be the kicker for the playoffs.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Here's what we should do, Jason. Just let Tausch be me and decide which of those two I would
Okay.
Pick.
That does happen
on this
show. All
right, here's what I'm going to do, because, Homer, I'm listening to you. I'm hearing you. And I don't know if you got the stones at this point in your life to say it.
Cojones.
You think Jaire Alexander is going to be the defensive player of the year?
For the Packers?
No, for the league.
That's not what he's saying.
No, I do not think he's going to
be that. Picks in a tutter is going to put him in the mix for DPOY. I'm telling you.
He will be recognized as the top defensive player for the Packers this season.
Okay. Well, there you have it.
There you have it indeed. All right, Homer, we appreciate your – what?
That's bold, not super bold. I'd say it's a 5 bold. A 5 scale.
He's
tough judge.
Your boy is in an interesting place today.
I gave him a chance to be me, and he could have picked a ball.
I did, and you guys poo-pooed it. You both poo-pooed it. So, whatever. I did. I tried to bolden up your boldness. You didn't take it, so to heck with it. We'll just move on.
Defensive player of the year. Yeah. No, I'm not. I can't go that far. You, however, could. But again, speaking for yourself might be different than speaking for me. I can't.
No, I already spoke for myself. I don't have any problem speaking for myself.
And he has no problem speaking for you, generally speaking.
Thanks, Jason.
Bye. That is Steve the Homer Troop. My understanding. Oh! Is that Gabe Neitzel's music?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Oh, wow.
It's like wrestling. What would your boldathon music be if you just showed up unannounced like you are right now?
Hey, Gabe.
You gotta play the Stone Cold Steve Austin music. Have that glass shatter. Get everybody pumped up, ready to go. Just crashing a show. You just gotta come flying in. I mean, it's okay. It's okay that you guys didn't initially invite me, and then I got the pity invitation, you know, after the show started today. It's okay that I get more respect from the national network than I do from my own teammates.
Look at that little drop.
Whoa,
the national network.
Whoa,
that's it, Gabe. Strut those peacock feathers, Gabe Neitzel.
No, I'm not going to take this. No one was more of an advocate than me for you.
I thought it was a little awkward, Jason, when you said don't have Gabe on. I did think that
that's
was
a
weird.
Lie.
Was
don't lie
it.
On the. Thought that was you weird. Don't lie. We don't lie here. We don't lie. So, we want your bold prediction, but before that, Gabe, we want to know, how do you feel? How are your feelings when Jesse Nelson, who we are theorizing, Evan Cohen
no,
contributed this.
It's fairly obvious he's jealous of Gabe.
That
I really want Gabe to go after that Bowl Stream TV gig that Jesse's got.
I do too now.
Really
take
fun.
It away from him.
Yeah, go take that, Gabe.
Just out of spite. I want to return this jacket out of spite, and I want to be
spite
the Bowl Stream TV announcer out of spite.
Yeah, Jesse's going to have to do the pregame from Madison of Bowl Stream TV. All right, Gabe's going to throw it back to Jesse in the studio.
You had a good run, God. Jesse.
Good run. All right, Gabe, what do you got? What is your bold prediction?
All right, give me. So since he reminds his head coach, Matt LaFleur, of Davante Adams, and Jason has said this as well with his feet, so I am going to say Dontavian Wicks is the first Packer since Davante Adams to go over 1,000 yards in a season.
Going back to that receiver well after he crushed his bold prediction last year.
Indeed.
He's going right back to that well. Smart.
Gabe, we look forward to snubbing you for next year's boldathon.
Can't wait, guys.
Bye, Gabe.
See you, boys.
Oh, that was fun.
That was very
that was
fun.
That was a blast.
For
the record, Gabe works way too much for me to be jealous.
That's actually
that's
really good. That's actually
that is
true.
Very true. Very true.
He works almost as hard as the crew at Johnson & Sons Paving.
Yeah, summer is still here. It's starting to get a little chill in the air. And before you know it, you're going to be prepping for winter. Johnson & Sons Paving wants to make sure that you're ready by remembering those 3 hours of parking lot and ash fault maintenance. Reseal every 2 to 3 years. Repair when you see signs of cracking or potholes. And replace if there's constant standing water, warping, buckling, or sinking. Don't scare your customers or your tenants with a bad parking lot. Connect with Johnson & Sons today. Fix those minor repairs before they become huge headaches. Visit JohnsonAndSonsPaving.com right now to schedule an appointment.
Tarek Saleh always revved up to come off that corner. Scheduled to appear, the soon-to-be Badgers
Very
Athletic
soon.
Hall of
Fame.
Yeah, like
soon.
Saturday, I believe.
Tomorrow.
It becomes official. No, tomorrow. He'll be announced.
You didn't get your invite, huh?
I didn't. Oh. I feel like Gabe.
Uh-oh.
We'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.